The town of Great Barrington is urging residents to sign up for its new emergency notification system. After using another system for nearly a decade, Great Barrington is launching the Code Red emergency notification system utilized by Pittsfield and North Adams. According to the town, the move saves about $1,500 a year and expands service threefold, with the ability to pinpoint geographic populations within the town of about 7,100 people. Great Barrington Fire Chief Charles Berger says it will be used to inform people via phone call, text message, and email about water main breaks, road closures, public safety incidents, and also to solicit their help.
If the whole community knows that an elderly person with dementia is missing, with the description of what they're wearing and everything, then you have a couple thousand people with their eyes open as opposed to just the limited number of emergency responders.
Police Chief William Walsh says the town will also use this system sparingly to let people know about important town meetings or events. He says the decision of when to send out emergency notifications depends on each incident.
Any type of critical incident, it's kind of driven by the facts on the ground and a particular incident, you know. And a lot of it, you know, those things are, you know, they're fluid, and we have to be a little bit flexible on when we get the word out. Obviously, the normal stuff like a weather emergency, obviously that goes out right away. And other things, it might be a search or missing person. You know, there's a time and a place when we send out these notifications.
Berger says the departments will continue to use social media and the town's website to disseminate information in addition to the notification system.
There are lots of ways to get the message. First of all, if there's no answer on a cell phone or any phone, it does leave a message. So you would get the notification later when you got back into service. The other thing is, when you sign up, you get to select what information you receive and how. So as Chief Walsh mentioned, we can send out informations of pertinent town information like upcoming town meeting or something like that. But when you register, you can select whether or not you just want emergency notifications, general notifications, and how you receive them. So you can receive information by landline, email, text messages, a cell phone.
Although the majority of landlines in Great Barrington have already been enrolled in the system, Walsh says it's important for people to register to make sure the information is up to date.
All this information is private. The company does not sell it to other folks or anything like that. And that's simply generally the biggest concern we've had from people in registering.
As of August 25th, about 500 cell phones and more than 600 email addresses were listed in the town's Code Red database. With clients in all 50 states, the Emergency Communications Network offers statewide systems in New Hampshire and Rhode Island, along with a cell phone app that can send notifications using the GPS tracker on a phone. In Berkshire County, Adams, Dalton, and Lennox also use Code Red. Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Grady of the Berkshire County Sheriff's Office says most towns in the region don't use Code Red or a similar system because of the annual cost. The Sheriff's Office uses a reverse 911 system that covers the entire county. Landlines are automatically enrolled, but cell phone numbers and email addresses need to be individually added. Great Barrington residents can enroll in the town's Code Red system via the town's website or by going to the town clerk's office, the public libraries, and senior center. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavulis.